News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The White House has said Israel has accepted President Donald Trump's plan for a Gaza ceasefire. Discussions are continuing with Hamas. Alistair Bunkle is Sky News Middle East correspondent. Morning, Alistair.
Morning.
This is very similar to what was in place before Israel decided that they wanted to go back into Gaza.
Yeah, it's very similar. It's just kind of tweaked around the edges, a little bit of playing with the wording to try and bring the two sides together. What we believe is on the table is a 60-day ceasefire, 10 living hostages to be released pretty much immediately, and the bodies of 18 further hostages to be released, again, pretty rapidly. What it doesn't allow for is a permanent end to the war and a full withdrawal of the Israeli military from Gaza. And although the Americans are trying to give Hamas some assurances that there would be, you know, genuine, intense dialogue to agree a formal end to the war during this phase, I think it's that is leading Hamas to have second thoughts about it.
In the meantime, the Israeli attacks continue. There were more overnight, many innocent people being killed as well in all of this. Are Hamas coming under pressure from their own people to call a halt to this? Or, I mean, are we just talking about innocents being caught up in a row that they have no control over?
Well, when you started to filter through last night that the Israelis would agree to a ceasefire deal, and it looked as though we might be getting close to something, there were pictures coming out of Gaza of people on the streets cheering and celebrating the potential for that news. So, you know, yeah, of course, you know, they are desperate for a ceasefire deal, as equally the families, of course, let's not forget, of the 58 hostages still in Gaza. I think, you know, we've spoken, you know, a lot about the conduct of Israel's military activity in Gaza over recent weeks and months. A lot has been said about it by politicians in Ireland and in Europe. That aside, it's my assessment that Hamas has never been as weak as it is now. And if they don't take a deal now, then, you know, it is hard to see where any kind of ceasefire truce would come from in the future, and what future is left for Gaza, to be quite honest.
All the things that have happened, of course, we're watching the distribution of aid go very badly wrong with this Israeli-American concept. When are they going to admit that it's just not working?
Well, quite interestingly, I think in the text of this ceasefire proposal, it suggests moving aid, humanitarian aid delivery, back to the United Nations, which, you know, to me seems to suggest two things. One, it's perhaps an acknowledgement that it's not been going particularly well. But also, I think it's an acknowledgement that this Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, as it's called, is really a political vehicle, probably with the Israelis behind it. And it would be far preferable to give it back to the people who know what they're doing. And that, whether the Israelis like it or not, is the United Nations in Gaza.
Which is something that has been frustrated quite a lot. The other story that has kind of slipped under the radar is the illegal occupation and 22 new settlements that have been approved in the West Bank by the Israeli government. That, on another day, Alistair, would have dominated headlines.
Yeah, and it is just a continuation. I mean, it is a big announcement, even by the standards of the current Israeli administration. But, you know, it continues on from what has been very rapid approval of settlement expansion under this Netanyahu government. And, you know, they make no bones about it. We heard it from Israel Katz, who's the defense minister, yesterday. We heard it from Bezalel Smotrich, who's the far-right finance minister. You know, this, in their words, is supposed to go to preventing a Palestinian state from being established in the West Bank. So, you know, that was how they described it. And that is exactly what it is trying to achieve, and quite honestly, probably will achieve.
Well, that is going to happen. We don't know if the ceasefire is going to be accepted by Hamas, but the toll is significant. And we talk about numbers a lot, Alistair. We gloss over numbers. But the number of people who have died, according to the Palestinian Health Ministry, and of course the Israelis, because of what happened in October of 2023, it's just the numbers are boggling.
Well, in Gaza, over 54,000 dead now. The number going up. I mean, the death toll, the daily death toll has slightly decreased. If I'm being honest, in the last couple of days, it was around about 100 a day last week. It's probably slightly less than that now. But the Israeli military activity in Gaza is still very, very fierce. There's some indication they might have lessened their tempo of airstrikes. I think that's probably quietly in response to international outrage about what was going on, but also the fact that there's very little fighting going on in Gaza now. It is dominated by the Israeli military. Hamas exists in a very small form militarily. Occasionally, there's the odd incident. I think an RPG, a rocket-propelled grenade, was fired at some Israeli troops yesterday. Occasionally, Hamas fire rockets into Israel, but it's pretty few and far between. This is not a fight anymore. It is an Israeli military operation.
Okay. Alistair Bunkle in Jerusalem. Thanks very much for joining us, Sky News correspondent.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.